Talagang napakaganda nung awit na yon, ano? Lalo pagka ninanamnam mo na worship is really about the Lord. It's not about us. It's not about our agenda, no? Talagang ano eh, sa Panginoon. At salamat sa team, no? Sino nga yung nag-song lead? Anong pangalan niya?
Mary Ann.
Mary Ann, oh. And si Gab. Sino pa ba yon? Si Pauline yung nagki-keyboard.
Katrine.
Si Katrine yung nag-gitara.
At si Kuya CJ.
CJ ang ever reliable.
The always present guy.
Salamat sa inyong pag-lead. At magandang reminder yan sa atin that worship is not for us eh. No, it's really for the Lord. Because we are created for His glory. And we were made for His pleasure. Magandang gabi po mga kapatid at sama-sama tayo ngayong gabi na ito. Welcome sa lahat ng mga kasama natin. We have 64 active participants sa ating Word and Prayer dito sa Pilipinas at doon din sa Ohio. Kasama si David Davis at ang kanyang pamilya. Magandang umaga sa inyo dyan. Mukhang early in the morning dyan ah. Magandang umaga po sa lahat. Magandang gabi naman sa mga nasa Pilipinas. And we are continuing with our series about seeking God, no? Kasi ang month of July for Crossworld is the month of seeking. Yeah. Kaya magandang simulan natin ang ating gawain sa pamamagitan ng panalangin.
Yes, let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name. Indeed, Lord, tonight is a night to gather, to worship you, praise you, glorify you. God, you deserve all the highest praise and adoration from everyone's heart, from everyone's home, wherever we are here in the Philippines and in every nation. We proclaim you alone, Jesus, our Master, Lord, our King, our God, Lord, and our dear friend who never leaves us nor forsake us. Amen. Salamat, Panginoon. You are with us tonight. Sa panahon ng tag-ulan, in this season, Lord God, na talagang pabago-bago ang panahon. May ulan, may init, may tagbaha. Panginoon, may high tide, Lord. Ano man ang nararamdaman namin dulot ng pabago-bagong sitwasyon na ito, nilalagay po namin ito sa inyong paanan. Knowing that you are the God who is sovereign, the God who loves us, the God who is gracious to us. Kaya Panginoon, we can only respond in worship, in adoration sa inyo. And as we seek your face, Lord, may we find you. And Lord, may we ignite the fire that you have set for us. Lord, marami pong salamat for taking care of us. And for feeding us with the powerful word, with the living word. And Lord, we encourage everyone, O God, to have one heart and one mind, Lord, together in this sanctuary, to feast on your word and to believe that you are the God who answers all our prayers.
Amen.
This our worship and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Praise God.
Yes. So I hope and we hope and pray na tayo po dito sa Word and Prayer this month of July ay nakatulong po sa atin at nakakatulong po sa atin itong topic natin, Seeking God. At ngayong gabi na ito ay atin pang i-reduce into irreducible minimum. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Atin pang paliitin ang ating tingin hanggang sa maunawaan natin at maiangkop natin ito sa pang-araw-araw nating buhay. So for tonight, we're gonna have review and somehow refocusing talaga our attention para talaga maunawaan natin ano nga ba itong seeking God. By yung guiding each one of us, answering the five defining questions on seeking God. Alam niyo ba yun? Meron tayong five defining questions on discipleship eh. Pero ngayon, iaangkop natin to, i-relate natin to on seeking God. So the first defining question is, why is seeking God so important? Ayan, in the past 2 weeks, no? Talaga nakita natin yung weight yung ganda, yung value, yung importance ng seeking God. So ngayong gabi na ito, let us summarize this by answering the question, why is seeking God so important? Because of two reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, it is an evidence, or it is the evidence of our union with God. Ngayon, mm-hmm. ang ating paghahanap sa Diyos ay nagpapakita, o ito ay isang ebidensya na talagang tayo ay kaisa ng Diyos. Diba? Hinahanap lang natin kung ano yung mga importante sa atin or kaya mahalaga. Diba? Hindi tayo mapakali. So, gayon din, we seek God because He is important. He is talagang, wow, makita natin yung kaisahan natin sa Kanya. So, tingnan natin yung ilang mga bagay dito na pinag-aralan natin. So, it is an evidence of our union with God because God made us for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan, sa Isaiah 43:7, everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Yan ang paalala sa atin ng Panginoon. He is our creator and He gave us the meaning, no? The purpose why He created us, and that's for His glory. Number two, God is inviting us to Himself. Mm-hmm. Siguro ito na yung pinakamaganda, pinakamarangyat, pinakagrand na invitation na marireceive natin sa lahat. God is inviting us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the other way. Lord, come. Come to me. Come, come. Kundi, Lord, I come to you and I say yes to your invitation. And number three, or letter C, God placed eternity in our hearts. Na siya lang ang makapuno. So, it implies, no, na meron tayong mga hinahanap sa buhay at we want to be satisfied. And maganda na naunawaan natin na mahalaga yung seeking God kasi kapag natagpuan natin ang Panginoon, mapupuno tayo. Mm-hmm. At mapifill tayo at makukomplete tayo. So, yan, it is an evidence of our union with God.
Yeah, oo. At sabi nga doon sa Hebrews 11:6, di ba? It is impossible to please God without faith because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. No, yung sinabi doon na He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
Amen.
But in our search for rewards, we will find out that the ultimate and the grandest and the greatest reward pala is God Himself. No? He is our great reward. No, yung bang you're looking forward to heaven, hindi dahil sa the streets are made of gold or yung mga gate ay yari sa perlas, no? Or you're fascinated with the palace and the mansions, no? We're looking forward to heaven because of God, no? Because of Him, because of Jesus Christ, no? And He's our greatest reward. Hindi lamang yun, no? In God alone, there's everything we need. No? Parang kung siya ang kasama mo, no? Ano pang hahanapin mo? No? Naalala ko yung isang Christmas movie na, no? Yung, naalala niyo ba yun? Yung Turbo Man?
Mm.
Oo, yung si Arnold Schwarzenegger na nakikipag-agawan dun sa toy. Para ibigay niya sa kanyang anak dahil nakakalimutan niyang bilin. No?
Yung mga title ng movie na ito.
Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way. Oh. Eh, talagang grabe yung pakikipaglaban niya para makuha lang yung toy. Hanggang sa, in the end, no, siya pala yung parang naging Turbo Man. Accidentally, no, nagbihis ng Turbo Man. Hanggang sa sabi ng kanyang anak na si Jamie, no, eh, hindi ko na kailangan ng toy. The Turbo Man. Sabi niya, what would I need the toy for? I have the real Turbo Man at home.
Yeah.
Diba? So why would I need any toys or any rewards from heaven if I have the Lord Himself in my heart? You know? Yeah, yun po yun mga kapatid. So it's seeking God is really important.
Yeah. Sabi nga sa Psalm 34:10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, because those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Yeah, amen? Amen.
So, we seek for good things. Bagay, tao, situation, lugar. Pero yun pala, when we seek God, yun, we lack no good thing. He is complete. He is everything. Kaya, this is the importance why we seek God. It is the evidence of our union, intimacy with Him, And it also implies, no, that He is really our great reward. Mm-hmm. In our devotionals, makita natin ang iba't ibang pangalan ng hari, kings, na minsan nakaka-tongue twist na yung mga pangalan nila. And there are two kingdoms, no, na nirepresent ng mga hari, the kingdom of in Judah and in Israel. So mm-hmm. dito yung mga kings sa Judah, dalawang kings. So tingnan natin, no, si Rehoboam at saka si Uzziah. Mm-hmm. No, pareho silang kings sa Judah. Pero pagkaiba sila, si Rehoboam ay he did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. Ayan. So he did not set his heart on seeking the Lord. So hindi naging maganda yung ending niya eh. Kasi yung buhay niya, yung kingship niya, rulership niya is all by himself. He did not seek the Lord and he did actually evil because he has no God and he did not believe in the Lord. And si Uzziah naman, dumating yung time na talagang critical na yung kanyang kingship, yung kanyang rulership. And even him, no, siya din, karoon din siya ng trouble sa kanyang sarili. In 2 Chronicles 26:5, we see here, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
Mm-hmm.
You see here, pareho pong makapangyarihan, pareho pong hari, parehong inilagay ng Diyos, subalit mayroon silang magkaibang pagtingin sa Panginoon. Yung isa ay gumawa ng evil and he did not seek God. Yung isa naman talagang desperately he sought God. And we saw different results in their kingship. We saw talagang yung isa did not end good. Yung isa naman, wow, there's prosperity because he sought God. So makita po natin ito. So that's the first question.
Yeah, why is seeking God so important? No. Now, yung second defining question, no, is this, no? If seeking God is that important, why is it so neglected?
Mm-hmm.
No? E importante pala, no? Mahalaga pala. Pero bakit parang nakakaligtaan natin? No? O bakit napapabayaan natin ito? No? Ano bang problema? Bakit madali nating makalimutan o madali nating bitawan kung ganun pala kahalaga? And there are some reasons. Una is because of the nature of man. Itong naturalesa natin na talagang hindi hanapin ng Diyos, hindi natural sa atin yan. Pangalawa, because of self-righteousness, no? Tayo ay believe sa sarili natin at dahil sa ating abilidad at talino at karanasan, madalas gumagawa na tayo ng desisyon on our own without even consulting Him. So that's self-righteousness, no? Yung bang meron ka ng sufficiency sa iyong sarili na hindi mo na nakikita ang pangangailangan mo ng ayuda galing sa Diyos. And then number three is worldliness, no? Worldliness kind of parang desensitizes our spirits, no? Numbs our conscience, no, of the things of God. Kapag ka napako ang ating mga mata sa mga bagay ng mundo, talagang mapapalayo ang puso natin sa Diyos, no? At maraming mga bagay yan, ano, kung titingnan mo anong nagpapatibok ng puso mo, anong laman ng isip mo kapag ka idol ka. No, haba halimbawa naghihintay ka, wala kang kasama, no? Saan naglalaro ang isip mo, no?
Madalas, application nakabukas.
Ano, oh, tama. So that yun mangyayari, oh, habang nagpapahinga ka, ano ang pang-relieve mo ng stress? No? Pagod ka, ano yung pangpawala mo ng pagod?
No, yung pero magandang question. What do you apply when you are tired? Iba lang apply na yun, application sa internet.
Okay. Kasi lahat 'yan eh, ano eh, parang diyan yun ang default system mo eh. At yung default system mo, diyan lumalabas kung ano yung mahalaga sa iyo, what you value the most. Di ba? And then yung pang-apat ay substitute God, which is idolatry. No, yun ngang worldliness ay nagiging idol na o nagiging rebulto na, no? Nagiging Diyos-Diyosan. Yan, tamang salita. Nagiging Diyos-Diyosan na. So, anumang bagay na hindi natin naalagaan ay mapapabayaan. Ang hardin man, hindi mo alagaan, ay ang damo niyan ay tutubong talagang bonggang-bongga. Sabihin talagang magiging dawag ang hardin mo. Magiging masukal ang iyong hardin kapag ka hindi mo inalagaan. Ganun din naman yung ating relasyon sa Panginoon. No, if we neglect nurturing it and weeding out distractions and any things of this world, no, na nakakaagaw ng ating atensyon, so talagang we will not be seeking God, no. At madalas ganito rin yan. Meron kong gustong idagdag dito mamaya. Actually, you seek your search, no, is dependent on your identity. You are what you seek. No, kung sino ka, 'yun ang hinahanap mo eh. No. Halimbawa, kung binata, ang mata ay kumikinang sa mga babaeng ganyan nakita, no? Ang bagong mag-asawa, ang kanilang mga mata naman ay nakatingin sa mga bahay na kanilang nakikita, no?
Kala kasi ko sa isa't isa.
gusto nung magkaroon ng bahay o gusto magkaroon ng anak o ganyan, no? O ang isang tagampan na babae malapit ng panganak, madalas ang kanyang pupuntahan ay nandun sa department store sa third floor kung saan nandun yung mga baby mga diapers ganyan, mga cribs, no? Parang you are what you seek. Kung ano ka at ano yung sitwasyon mo ngayon, madalas yun ang hinahanap mo. Ang tanong lang ganito, ano bang hinahanap mo ngayon na madalas? So, may tendency na yung hinahanap mo na yan ay maging substitute sa Diyos. Kasi baka doon ka nakamakasumpong ng self-fulfillment, worth. Diyan ka makasumpong ng satisfaction, no? Dahil yun ang hinahanap mo eh. Pero ang nangyayari, napapalayo ang puso mo sa Panginoon. So maging ano lang tayo, no? Maging maingat tayo kasi makakalimutan natin kapag pinabayaan natin ang ating paghahanap sa ating Panginoon.
All right. So we have answered the two questions already. The first question is, why is seeking God so important? Number two, if seeking God is so important, why is it so neglected?
Mm-hmm.
Number three question, what is seeking God all about?
Oh,
ayan.
Ano
nga ba ang ibig sabihin ng seeking God? Ayan. So, seeking God means seeking His presence. Ayan. So, pagka sinabing presence, yung kanyang presence.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hebrew daw, no, paggamit ng presence, ang ibig sabihin ay face.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, ang kanyang mukha. No, literally, we are to seek God's face. At nandoon sa face na yon, when we seek God, His face, His presence, then we get into His presence. Nagkakaroon tayo ng access. Yun. Nagkakaroon tayo ng way to meet Him. So, I am seeking God. I am seeking His face. Yung posture mo ng paghahanap sa Diyos, yun, nagkakaroon ka ng access na marinig siya, maranasan siya, mayakap siya. So, and yung seeking na ito must be continuing, knowing that all of us are seeking God. When, or kaya if, or kaya conditional, like, I seek God when I am sick, I seek God when I am in trouble, I seek God when I am in the middle of trials, I seek God when I am in need, generally.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang sinasabi dito, na what is seeking God all about, yung seeking here is a continuing act, it's a continuing posture, compulsion, movement, desperation to seek the Lord. to see His face. So, tignan natin sa 1 Chronicles 16:11. So, different translation ito, pero iisa lang yung verse niya. Sabi niya sa New International Version, look to the Lord and His strength, seek His face always.
Always.
Sa New Living Translation, search for the Lord and for His strength, continually seek Him.
Mm-hmm.
Sa English Standard Version, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continually. Sa New King James Version, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore.
Mm-hmm.
At sa atin, dito sa Pilipinas, sa Magandang Balita Tagalog, lumapit kayo kay Yahweh upang tulong niya'y hingin, sa tuwin ay parangalan siya at sambahin.
Mm-hmm.
So makita natin dito, seeking God is not conditional, seeking God is not situational, seeking God is really continual, continuing. It's a verb, it's an action word of daily, always, palagian. And yun, sabi dito sa Tagalog, tuwina. Ayan. So, yung paghahanap sa Kanya ay dapat sa tuwina natin ito ginagawa. Kaya, sana makita po natin dito na seeking God is not just, yun nga, ngayon, season natin, July. Ah, I will seek God kasi sabi ng pastor, sabi ng kalendaryo, seek the Lord. So, whether we are on July or not in July, so kahit lumipas na yung araw, yung sinasabi dito, ibig sabihin ng what is seeking God all about? It is seeking God's face always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Continuing.
May tendency kasi talaga na ano, you know, na you seek God for because you need something.
Mm-hmm.
May kailangan ka, so you seek God. O kaya nasa crossroad ka, meron kang kailangan decision na gawin, so lapit ka sa Panginoon kasi kailangan mo ng guidance, no? O kaya may sakit ka, kailangan mo ng kagalingan. At madalas kapag may mga crisis, diyan tayo lumalapit sa Panginoon pagka nagka-problema na tayo. Pero ngayon, tinuturo sa atin dito ay wag lang sanang ano, crisis moment ang ating paglapit sa Panginoon, kundi it will be a continuous search for who God is. Kasi may tendency tayo din na para bang dahil nakilala mo na ang Lord, para bang kilala mo na siya, then period na, ending na, wala na, okay na. Nagbabasa naman ako ng Bible, parang ganun. So over familiarity na, ano pa bang kikilalanin ko sa Panginoon, ano? But yan ang kalaban ng pagsasaliksik at paghahanap sa Panginoon. Kapag naging over-familiar tayo sa Diyos, na parang kilala na natin ang Panginoon. Sa totoo lang, we barely scratch the surface, no, ng of who God really is. And we will be spending all eternity knowing Him. Kasi there's so much more to learn about Him. There's so much more to know about Him. And we are encouraged to probe deeper into the mystery of who God is. Kapag ka nawala yung elemento ng mystery sa atin, ang tingin mo na lang sa Diyos ay parang mababa. So let's restore our high view of God, that He is transcendent, He is beyond us, that He is above and beyond us, no? And that He is inviting us to get to know Him more. So knowing God and seeking Him is a lifetime journey. At hindi lang lifetime journey. It will go on and on until eternity. Yeah. So yan po yun, mga kapatid. So sana huwag tayong magsawa sa Panginoon. Huwag natin siyang pagsawaan. Parang the more we look at Him, the more we fall in love with Him, the more we study Him, the more we are fascinated with sense of awe and wonder and reverence sa Panginoon. because He is such a glorious, glorious God. Okay. So, pang-apat? Pang-apat pala. Okay. So, what makes seeking God difficult? No? Bakit mahirap hanapin at i-search ang Panginoon? Kasi nga daw, it involves all of you. No? It's very exacting and demanding, no? Kaya para sa iba mahirap. Kasi nga yung iba madaling hanapin ng Panginoon pagka in crisis mode. Eh. Pero pagka everything is smooth sailing at wala ka namang problema, no? Doon nga dumarating yung pagkakataon na parang hindi ko naman siya kailangan. So I don't really need to seek Him. Kaya madalas, nagpapadala ang Panginoon ng mga problema sa atin so that we will run after Him. Sabi ng Panginoon dito sa Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." No? Ang context nito ay ang Israel ay pinatapon sa Babylonia. Kung mapapansin ninyo, balik lang kayo ng dalawang verses. Ito yung paboritong verse ng marami. "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." 29:11 yun eh. "Plans for your welfare, not to harm you, but to give you a future." Pero sabi ng Lord, pagdating nyo sa Babylonia, doon sa inyong exile, place of exile, "from there you will seek me, and you will find me, when you seek me with all your heart." So, talagang pinatapon ng Diyos ang mga Hudyo sa Babylonia para lang hanapin nila ang Diyos. Eh, huwag mo nang hayaang ikaw ay ipatapon para hanapin mo ang Panginoon. So, yun ang dahilan kung bakit mahirap. Because it will involve, it will entail time, it will mean na ano, you have to set aside yung mga values, binavalue mo na malayo sa Kanya. Ibig sabihin yan, you need to give up something, no? Kaya yung iba, nahihirapan talaga to seek God. Kasi nauuna yung sarili, nauuna yung agenda, nauuna yung mga gustong gawin sa buhay. At minsan, ginagamit lang ang Diyos, no? Para lang makuha niya yung gusto niya. So, it takes humility. And most of us, or all of us, struggle in that area of humility. Sabi nga ni, I think it is Chrysostom, isa sa mga church fathers na nagsabi na, the most important virtue of all is humility. Because it leads to other virtues. Yung kababaang loob, yung brokenness, yung contrition, yung pagkilala na kulang ka, hindi ka sapat, at ang Diyos lang ang iyong kailangan. Yun ang napakahalaga.
Okay, so what makes seeking God difficult? Because it involves the whole of us, the all of us. No, it involves whole heart. And most of us, we seek God half-heartedly, or kaya double yung tingin natin, naduduling tayo eh. Lord, tsaka si world. Pareho nating gusto. So, sabi dito, we can only find God when we seek Him with all our heart. Buo. At doon tayo nahihirapan, yung buong tayo at yung buong lahat sa atin, pagkatiwala natin sa Panginoon. Now, let us proceed to the fifth question, and this would be the last. How can seeking God be best accomplished? Mm-hmm. Siyempre, gusto natin yan. At nabanggit natin yung verses natin in the Old Testament and New Testament about setting our mind and our heart to God alone. So sa 1 Chronicles 22 verse 19, part A, ang sabi na dito, "Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God." So sabi doon, iset, imolde mo, ituruan mo, i-direct mo ang iyong puso at ang iyong isip sa paghahanap sa Diyos. Sa Colossians 3:1-2, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." So, Ang ganda, no? Both the Old Testament and the New Testament, they connect, no, to Christ. Talagang the Old Testament looking at the power of Christ, no? Na talagang hanapin natin siya. Seek the Lord, your God. Yun. And then, sa New Testament naman, sulat naman ni Paul, look back, look at Jesus Christ. Look at Him. Where is He right now? No? Yes, namatay siya sa cross, pero hindi siya natiling patay. He's mm-hmm. now seated at the right hand of God. So, when we look at Jesus, when we set our mind and our hearts to Him, nagkakaroon tayo ng access doon sa Kanyang kaharian. So, tingin natin yung ating tuon sa Kanya, ating mga paningin sa Kanya lamang. Not on the things that are temporal, but on the things that are eternal. Therefore, how can seeking God be blessed, be best accomplished? So, it involves our conscious choice. Ito talagang piliin mo. Piliin mo siya at ituon mo nga, isiset mo nga. And it also connotes, no, yung conscious effort. So both ways, yung choice mo, yung pagpili mo, parang pumipili ka ng pagkain, pumipili ka ng application na gusto mong gamitin ngayon. Pumipili ka ng anumang bagay na gusto mo. So ganun din, piliin mo ang Diyos. And kapag ka alam mo siya na yung pinipili mo, lagyan mo siya ng conscious effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. So, tama ba? Dito ba tayo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
So, yun. Makita rin natin dito na kagaya nung binasa natin sa Luke chapter 11 kanina na sinasabi ni Jesus, yung passion natin, yung conscious effort, and yung conscious diligence natin to seek the Lord and His help. Yung parang daw yung kaibigan natin, no? Na kumakatok sa pintuan natin. Na parang we're asking for, yung friend na yon asking for food, asking for bread, no? Tapos natutulog ka na, or kaya may ginagawa ka, or kaya yun nga, sabi dun sa text, tulog ka na eh. Pero I like how Jesus, no, stated yung word dun sa isang tao, na pinuntahan yung tao, so magkaibigan sila, asking for bread. Mm-hmm. So kahit daw tulog ka na, hindi bubuksan yung pinto, hindi mo siya bibigyan ng tinapay dahil kaibigan mo siya. Kaya mo siya bibigyan, it's because of the shameless audacity. Mm-hmm. Wow, I like that. No, na sinulat ko yun sa akin notebook na, Lord, may I have this shameless audacity to come to you and ask, no, for your help. Pero ang sabi ito, di ba bibigyan mo siya kahit nga tayo mga evil na magulang eh. Bibigay natin yung good sa ating mga anak. How much more your Father in heaven? Wow! Ang sweet ni God, diba? So makita po natin dito na the best way that we can accomplish, best accomplish, no, seeking God, is keep on, no, and to set our hearts and mind on Him. And let this be our conscious choice and conscious effort. Kaya merong personal seeking. Ayun. Mm-hmm. Diba tinuro sa atin last time, yung to seek God sacredly, sincerely, secretly, and scripturally. Pero isang bahagi lang yun. Kaya minsan nadidiscourage pa rin tayo kasi nga tayo lang yun.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, as we close this topic, no, na seeking God can be best accomplished in with these three sources. Ayan, meron tayong tatlong source kung paano natin mabe-best accomplish yung paghahanap sa Diyos sa Kanyang mukha. Number one is through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Empowering of the Holy Spirit. Yung each day you asked Him, Holy Spirit, fill me up. Kasi naubos ako kahapon. Or kaya ngayong umaga, I feel empty. Or kaya midday na, ubus-ubos na talaga yung love, yung compassion, yung understanding. Fill me up, God. Or wala ako nun eh. Sabi nga kanina sa message sa part na bakit nga ba difficult. Kasi talagang hindi naman talaga natin siya hinahanap. So, wala tayong awareness of God. So, each morning, each day we seek the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's one. Okay, Pastor Al, number two.
Ay, oo, dahil itong empowerment of the Spirit, talagang seeking God is something that we cannot do by our own strength. Hindi ito sariling sikap lang. We need God's assistance, God's help, and even angelic assistance to really siguro push us to search for God. So huwag nating makita ito na seeking God is something that we do. It's not really something that we do. It's something that God helps us do. Siya ang tumutulong sa atin, and we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So yung combination nito, yung Holy Spirit at saka yung tayo naman, yung practice ng spiritual disciplines. So it's a synergy. Dalawang energy na pinagsama mo, actually tatlo nga yan, mamaya makita natin pangatlo. Pero yung on our part naman, ay yung mga spiritual disciplines, no? Kagaya ng discipline of silence and solitude, yung talagang intentionally ay hihinto ka, no? Titigil lang yung mundo para to give space for God to speak to you. Pangalawa, yung discipline ng study, no? Na talagang aaralin mo, mag-aaral ka, magbabasa ka. Pangatlo, yung discipline of surrender, na after you listen and you study, ay mag-giveaway ka kung ano yung pinagagawa ng Panginoon. At panghuli is the discipline of service, no? Yung paglilingkod na ipagamit mo ang buhay mo sa Panginoon. So ito yung mga spiritual disciplines na kaakibat nung empowerment, no? Kasi mahirap namang gumalawang Holy Spirit if we are not really participating. So we should cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So yung combination ng dalawang ito, plus the third one.
Yes, the third one po is our connection with the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So it entails our authenticity and intentionality, or yung authentic and intentional connection to the spiritual body. Na parang, yes, you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Word of God, you have the presence of the Lord in you. Enjoy na enjoy ka sa time mo with your devotionals, and damang-dama mo yung mga revelation ng Panginoon. Kaya lang, ang ganda nun, ang sarap damhin, but it's inadequate for our growth and development. Kasi saan at paano natin i-express yung mga na-receive natin sa Lord. Yung kaya tayo kumakain, di ba? Para tayo lumakas. At kapag ka lumakas tayo, ay nagagawa natin yung mga duties natin each day. So same with the Word of God. We receive the Word of God so that our soul and spirit can be nurtured. That affects our emotions and our cognitive, no? At nagkakaroon ng direction yung ating buhay. How can we serve the Lord, and how can we express yung ganda ng natagpuan natin sa Panginoon, sa kanyang mga salita. So it is the church who will send us to the mission. It is the church who will, no, yung magkakaroon tayo ng environment, ng community where we can express our giftings, where we can practice and do, no, lahat ng mga binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. So these three things, no, if present ito sa atin, itong three sources of empowerment sa atin, kung equally or balanced, no, na meron tayo nito, then seeking God can be best accomplished. Now, we don't seek God for ourselves. Kasi we seek God for our purpose. Magawa natin yung purpose natin. So we need the Holy Spirit. We need our self-discipline, spiritual disciplines na magampanan natin ito talaga with all the diligence and determination, and also the church. So para siyang tirintas, no? The three cords na talagang, or the three strands, no? Na talagang maggagawa siya ng ng connection sa isa't isa. So we ask, oh, I seek God. I want to seek God. Pero ang tanong, nagla-last ba? Nagtutuloy ba? Naglilinger ba tayo? Diba minsan, yun na nga, seasonal or kaya conditional. Ayun. Kasi nga, kulang. Kulang yung source natin to make it happen. And kulang yung source natin to really, no, sabihin na natin na, wow, I accomplish this seeking God, yung posture na ito is best accomplished. Why? Kasi nagpapatulong ako sa church, higit sa lahat, nagpapatulong ako sa Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I abide. I do these things. So, dyan po sa ating comment box, babalikan lang natin, ano sa tatlong sources of spiritual empowerment sa tingin mo nagkukulang ka? Bakit hindi mo nagagawa yung seeking God? Or hindi lang yung pagka sinabi natin seeking God, devotional. Yung talagang makita mo siya, marinig mo siya, magawa mo yung pinagagawa niya sa'yo, at talagang makalakad ka sa kanyang kalooban. Bakit ito hindi nagtutuloy-tuloy? What do you lack? So, lagay lang po kayo hashtag 1, hashtag 2, or hashtag 3. Number 1, empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Number 2, practice of spiritual discipline. Number 3, connection with the body of Christ. Yung sa connection with the body of Christ, marahil connected ka naman. Pero baka hindi ka naman masunurin, hindi ka naman nag-honor, hindi ka naman nag-respect. So in a way, nadidiskaril din yung pagpapractice mo ng seeking God. So anyone sa atin, sa tingin po ninyo, ano sa tatlong ito that you lack with? No? Mm-hmm. Bakit hindi maaya at hindi makabuluhan at hindi malalim or hindi talaga meaningful ang pagsisik mo sa Lord. Lalo tigit, hindi siya tuloy-tuloy. Mm-hmm. Anong dahilan? So, yun. 1, 2, or 3.
Ayan, may mga sumagot na ng mga kapatid natin. Karamihan ay number 2. Mm-hmm. Yung spiritual discipline, kagaya ni Ma Raya, ni Rebecca Ami, Ace Adaon, Marites Certeza, Ebong Villegas, Aubrey, Jeffrey,
Joshua. Number
Gabriel
2.
Gabriel Godoy.
Wow.
So halos si Pauline ay 2, no?
Yan. Number 2 talaga. So, nadidiscarrile tayo sa gitna. So, we have the power of the Holy Spirit, no? Tapos, down to the discipline. Tapos, dito sa bottom, yung connection with the body of Christ. So, sometimes, connected naman tayo, pero hindi, pagka mag-isa na tayo, yung dito tayo nadidiscarrile. So, siguro yung practice of spiritual discipline, talagang, it implies, no, yung faithfulness natin eh, when we are alone. Private na kasi ito eh. Kita mo yung empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Wow, talagang it can happen every day, no? Napaka-generous ng Holy Spirit eh. Napaka-generous ng God natin. Kaya lang, yun nga, kapag kulang na tayo sa disiplina. Ayun.
Si Marian ay 1. Judy Ann Felipe, 1 and 2. The rest ay 2, sila May, si M, Gloria, Shean, Michelle Huno ay 2 and 3. O yung siguro yung connection with the body. Reg Bu, 2 and 3. Si Cheyenne Tabora, 1. Geraldine, 2.
So gusto niyo po bang malaman kung paano tayo makakapag-practice ng spiritual discipline? So common sa ating lahat, problema natin, spiritual discipline. Mm-hmm. So take note, ito. How can I practice spiritual discipline? 2 ways. Number 1, receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And number 2, connect with the body of Christ.
Yung pala yun.
So bakit hindi mo nagagawa yung discipline? Kasi marahil ginagawa mo ito sa sarili mo.
Lakas. No?
Sa sarili mong paraan, sa sarili mong isip, at sa sarili mong timing, at sa sarili mong lakas.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person is truly empowered by the Holy Spirit, hindi ito yung nakakapagtongues ka, or nakakagawa ka ng himala, or nakakagawa ka ng mga magaganda at magagarang paglilingkod. Yung empowerment of the Holy Spirit happens, no, when you're all alone and you have that hunger and thirst for God. So, yun, it begins with that. Na, yun, so, Lord, kulang na kulang ako sa number two. So, bakit kaya? Ayun, kasi you do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Why not ask the true power that lasts and the true power that destroys all distractions and give us the power of discipline, and that is the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
And number three, connect. Connect with the body of Christ. What does it mean? Connect with your mentor. Connect with your leader. And ask for prayer. Engage into accountability. Engage into yung relationship na, sabi nga dito, hindi ka lang magkoconnect sa body of Christ. Kailangan mo ng authentic and intentional connection. Masabi mo sa leader mo, bakit hindi ka nakapag-silence in solitude? Bakit hirap ka na magkaroon ng prayer time na mas malalim? Bakit wala kang hunger and thirst for the Word of God? At bakit tinatamad kang magbasa at mag-study? Pero we can use a lot of time in Netflix and Mobile Legends and gaming. Bakit? Then allow your leader, your mentor, and your pastor to speak over your life. Tutulungan ka niya. Maiayos ang iyong scheduling, ang iyong priorities, ang iyong values, at magkaroon ng accountability. So, yun po. Huwag na tayong lumayo. These three things talaga kailangan po na matanggal natin sila together.
Yeah.
So, if we have problem with spiritual discipline, maybe because we don't allow the Holy Spirit to really saturate us. And we don't allow ourselves to be authentic and intentional to be a disciple to our leader and to our mentor.
Mm.
So this is it.
Oh, tsaka baka dapat din may bawasan sa mga engagements. And
bawasan sa minsan, application.
Oo, kasi minsan yun nga eh. Hindi ka makakain ng meal kasi nauna yung junk foods. So hindi mo maramdaman ng gutom. Hindi mo maramdaman yung hunger, thirst for God. Kasi there are the things that satisfy you. Junk food yun. So hindi mo tuloy ma-practice yung spiritual discipline. Then yung connection with the body of Christ, maganda rin na together with your life group, parang mag-plan kayo na mag-ano tayo, joint silence and solitude. Parang we go to a place, tapos hiwa-hiwalay tayo, mag-guide kayo ng inyong life group leader. And then, pagkatapos ng time, sama-sama tayo, and then share kung anong revelation ng Lord. Pwede din yun. Para na sa ganun, natututo tayo through the example of our leaders, no? And yung mga kasama natin sa life group. Kaya mahalaga yung connection with the body of Christ.
Yes.
So, praise God for all this, especially the power of the Holy Spirit that is available for us. So, tingnan natin tong tatlo na to, napakahalaga upang talagang we can seek God in the best possible way.
Yes. So, seeking God together, always, no? Ang ganda nun. So, tonight, sana we resolve in our hearts to seek God always. Always, we seek the face of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, yun, wag natin kakalimutan the five defining questions that have been answered tonight with regards to seeking God. Why is seeking God so important? Sagutin niyo po yan. Number two, if seeking God is so important, why is it so neglected? Number three, what is seeking God all about? And number four, what makes seeking God difficult? And number five, how can seeking God be best accomplished? So, gusto ko lang din pong idagdag dito sa how can we best accomplish this seeking God together? Nakakapangamba sa panahon ngayon, speaking of so many things in our smartphones, no? Sometimes, I don't dichotomize natin yung buhay natin. Like, when I go to church, when I connect with my leaders, or kaya in the life group, parang I connect with the spiritual things. Mm-hmm. Ayun. So you do spiritual things, you make spiritual sharing, you eat spiritual food, you sing spiritual songs. Pero pagka-private mo na, ayun, ang tanong, yung bang pinapanood mo sa Netflix, pwede mo bang ipapanood sa life group mo? Yung bang dami ng kinakain mo ay pag mag-isa ka, pwede mo bang, yun ba yung nakakain ninyo when you are in life group? Parang, whatever you search on TikTok, yun ba yung maishishare mo sa life group mo? Yung kapag ka nagme-message ka, nag-chat ka with your friends na hindi mo ka life group, is it the same weight, value, spirit with what you chat and with what you send, no, to your spiritual friends? Doon po tayo nadedelikatuhan. I feel the kumbaga parang discrepancy or
dichotomy nga,
eh? Dichotomized heart, yun nga, yung double love and double affection na kaya hindi natin patuloy-tuloy ang pagsisik nga sa Panginoon because of this compulsion na nape-fake po natin. Kaya kailangan natin ng consistency. Now, how can we brave enough and be courageous enough to allow our leaders na, oh, ito leader, ito yung pinanood ko kanina. Mm-hmm. Oh, ito yung na-watch ko. Tuon, no? So, let us, I don't know kung ano pa itong sinasabi ko, but this is how I sense na we're talking all about spiritual things, pero yun na nga, pagkatapos iiwanan mo na yung spiritual things and you go on your own, and then balik ka ulit sa dati.
And minsan kasi, ano eh, para bang you're just using it. Parang, sige, Lord, gagawin ko tong pinagagawa mo, ganyan. Mag-church ako, magtuturo akong Sunday school, magkakanta ako, magla-live group ako, ayan. So, gagawin ko yung kung ano yung gusto mo. Pero pag ako na on my own, gagawin ko rin yung gusto ko. Parang magkahiwalay, no? Parang hindi tama na to please God, parang, Lord, I will please you, I will please you, I will please my leaders, I will please the church, I will please the people around me, no. Pero pagka ako na on my own, I will please myself. Na mahirap 'yon. Parang walang iniwan 'yon doon sa ano eh, yung isang sabi ni yung isang pastor na may member siya na I give 10% sa Lord. Ganyan. So nagga-gambling siya, nagkakasino. Sabi niya, eh, ba't nagkakasino ka? Eh, sabi niya, binibigay ko naman yung 10% ko sa Lord eh. Eh, sa kanya yung 10. Eh, akin naman yung 90. Di magagawa ko anong gusto ko doon sa 90. Pwede akong magkasino. Eh, hindi ganun yun eh. Na parang 10% kay Lord, tas 90 sa'yo. Kahit gastusin mo sa kasamaan o sa ipangsugal mo. Tama ba yun? Hindi. Kasi hindi natin pwedeng paghiwalayin yung buhay natin. Na, o sige, pag Sunday sa Lord, no, pagka Monday, akin na to. O kaya pag nasa church ako, mabait ako. Pagka nasa mga kaibigan ko, ibang usapan na yon. So iba na ang lingwahe ko. Eh, fake yon. Fake. You're not really seeking God for who He is. You're actually seeking yourself. You are seeking what will benefit you. Ginagamit mo lang ang Diyos. Ginagamit mo rin din ang church, ginagamit mo rin yung ibang mga tao, no? Para in the end, makuha mo kung anong gusto mo. And that is manipulation. That is not from the Lord.
So, tonight we will be praying to the Lord and talaga pong lapit tayo sa Kanya. Siguro, yun nga. Number one, with true repentance na yung seeking God is not an activity, a plan or a program. Mm-hmm. Seeking God is, ito tayo, it is the way of discipleship. It is seeking God always. Ang ending nun is Christ-likeness, right? So we have these sources. Possible na mahanap natin yung mukha ng Diyos at marinig natin siya at makalakad tayo sa kanyang kaparaanan. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit, the practice of spiritual discipline, and the connection with the body of Christ. Pero hindi ito regimentation. Hindi ito step one, step two, step three. This is who we are, should be. Ito tayo. Dito tayo dapat umiikot. From the power of the Holy Spirit, we move. We become the true disciples that God had designed for us only by the power of the Holy Spirit and through our authentic obedience sa Kanya. Pasok in discipline doon. And submission to Him through the church, the body of Christ. And ang panalangin ko, huwag nating i-fake. Huwag nating outward lang ng paghahanap sa Panginoon. Because nakita natin sa studies natin in the past weeks at kanina na-remind tayo, the great reward and the greatest reward of seeking God is Himself. God will show up. God will bless us.
Mm-hmm.
So, huwag nating i-fake, huwag nating i-manufacture, huwag nating outward lang. Let's make it true. So, siguro yon. At, pagka ginawa natin yon, na magiging magaan sa ating lahat and higit sa lahat, yun, makikita natin na we're pleasing God and we're glorifying Him. Kaya yun, we can be able to glorify the Lord and do His things kasi totoo yun sa atin. Tama na po yung pag-fake ng mga bagay-bagay. Tama na po yung pagpapahirap sa mga leaders and mentors na hulaan kung ano po ang inyong damdamin at nasaan na po kayo. Tama na po yung pagbabalat kayo na you are so spiritual in front of the spiritual people and with the spiritual things, but your heart is so carnal. So let us seek God. It's all about Him.
So tayo po'y manalangin at tumingi tayo ng tawad sa Panginoon. O Diyos, ang makapangyarihan sa lahat, kami lumalapit sa iyo at hubad kami sa iyong harapan. Wala kami pwede itago. At alam mo yung laman ng aming puso. We're not here just to search ourselves and to have some self-examination because we cannot do it really. Our hearts are deceitful. Lord, ikaw na po mag-search sa puso namin. At ipamulat mo sa amin ang aming mga pagkakatisod, ipakita mo sa amin ang mga bagay na hindi ayon sa iyong kalooban, mga bagay na pang-substitute namin sa iyo, pampalit namin sa iyo, kung bakit kami natatabangan sa iyong salita, nababagot sa aming pananalangin, nahihirapan sa aming pagsaliksik sa iyo, ay sapagkat sa aming puso maraming nakabara na mga bagay na gusto namin na hindi naman ayon sa iyo. Lord, hugasan mo kami ng iyong dugo. Patawarin mo kami sa aming pagiging makasarili, sa aming mapagtiwala sa sarili, Lord. At nawa ang banal na Espiritu ang siyang gumalaw sa aming buhay upang talagang magkaroon kami ng malalim na pagkauhaw sa iyo at pananabik sa iyo. Lord, teach us to seek you. Help us to seek you. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord, quicken our spirits so that we will have that desire and passion, Lord, to seek your face. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, dito. At dahil din, nawa ang mga magkakapatid ay magkatulong-tulong din to help one another in this area of spiritual disciplines and search for who you are. Salamat, Panginoon. Patuloy mo kaming puspusin ang banal na mong Espiritu upang magawa namin ang iyong kalooban. Sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for His cleansing, His forgiveness. And yon, let us continue to seek Him always. Ayan. And pangako niya, matatagpuan natin siya.
Amen.
Salamat sa Panginoon. If you have any prayer requests, pwede niyo pong ilagay po sa ating comment box at atin po itong isasama sa atin pong prayer, closing prayer later on.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayan. Mga kapatid here in Crossroads Church, meron po tayong live worship every Sunday sa ganap po na alas 9 ng umaga hanggang alas 11, minsan inaapot ng 11:30 a.m. Masarap po na magkakita-kita at magka-fellowship po tayo muli. Subali, ngunit amin po munang nire-refrain, no? Ang ilan pong mga pagdalo ng mga bata, maliliit, dahil po hindi pa nakalift yung ating health protocol pagdating po sa pangangalaga sa mga bata. At kung kayo naman po ay mayroong sakit or hindi magandang pakiramdam, maganda po dyan muna kayo sa bahay. What's happening in the live worship ay tinetelecast ba yun? Binabroadcast at 6 p.m. na po sa ating FB page dito po. Pero higit sa lahat, kung okay naman po kayo or, at in good shape, why not join us sa live worship? So tuloy-tuloy pa rin po ang Alab Praise ng mga kabataan. I hope if you are a youth leader, hanap po kayo ng slot ninyo where you can come together as a live group. So, pwede ba kayong pumunta doon ng 9 a.m., 4 p.m., or 11 p.m. and join together in prayer. Yan. 5 minutes lang naman yon. Pero ang sarap na kung youth life group leader ako, kasama ko yung kabarkada ko sa life group. Sama-sama kaming dadalo. So, puntahan po natin ang Alab Praise. Even the older ones, open po ang ating Alab Praise every Friday, 9 a.m., 4 p.m., and 11 p.m. Sa Wednesday, ito na po yung last part of our series, July 27, on Seeking God. So, bumalik po kayo para makumpleto po natin yung ating word sharing sa ating pong topic na Seeking God. Ayan. And sa August, pantayan niyo po, marami po tayong guest, marami po tayong makakasama sa ating word and prayer. Maraming magpa-facilitate po dito at maganda yung iahanda ng Panginoon para po sa ating lahat this coming August.
Patungo na tayo sa exciting part.
Yes. Alright. So okay. Meron po ba kayong prayer request? Ayan.
Lagay, no?
So isama po natin sa panalangin ang kalagayan ng ating bansa sa nalalapit po na pasukan. Mukhang usapan po ngayon eh, million of students are coming back, no, to school, and we lack teachers, we lack facilities, we lack the knowledge kung paano i-adapt ang mga blended learning po. Huwag na po tayong dumagdag sa dami ng nagre-reklamo. Mawasan na po natin, pero dagdagan natin yung mas maraming mananalangin para sa concerns ng ating balik-aral this coming August. Amen! So praise God!
Pray.
So tayo na po mag-pray. Kung wala po kayong prayer request, let us all together come to the Lord in thanksgiving and surrender to Him. Father, we thank you so much. Maraming pong salamat sa pagsama niyo po sa amin in the past 3 Wednesdays already. Lord, unfolding great revelation about seeking you, your face, your presence. Thank you, Lord, this is not a secret sa iyo. You reveal the way and the pathway for us to see you and to meet you, to experience you, your power. Salamat, Panginoon. And forgive us, Lord God, for this laziness, yung pong lack of passion, Lord namin, Panginoon, in seeking you. Patawarin niyo po kami, Panginoon, sa kawalan po namin ng desire, Lord, na magpatuloy na hanapin ka. Patawad po, Panginoon. And right now, we thank you for your power to forgive and your cleansing power so that we can start anew, afresh, Lord God, in seeking you, your face, together as a church, as a life group. Lord, marami pong salamat for this opportunity. Lord, tulungan niyo po kami na talagang madalisay po ang aming paglakad at paghahanap sa iyo. We ask, Holy Spirit, once again, you fill us, Lord. You saturate us. Continue, Lord, to empower us with hunger and thirst for you, God. Tulungan niyo po kami, Holy Spirit. And thank you for being so patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for being so gracious. Lord, we thank you even right now for the church. Lord God, helping us to continue walking, Lord, with discipline. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon, na magtulungan, mag-agapayan, Panginoon, upang maging disiplinado po kami, Panginoon, sa paghahanap sa iyo at pamamalagi sa iyong presensya. Lord, bless each one of us, lahat ng kasama namin sa journey in seeking you face to face. Lord, we pray for your blessing. We pray for your healing, your favor to be upon us, your wisdom, your knowledge to govern us. Lord, bless every event, every church activity, Lord God, para po sa iyong kalwalhatian. Sasamahan niyo po kami mula bata, kabataan, hanggang sa mga may asawa, hanggang sa mga lolo at lola, Lord. Talaga pong you will awaken this church, O God, and together we will seek you and glorify you alone. Panginoon, bless our nation. With the new administration, we bless our new president, Lord, all the cabinet members and all the planning, Lord God, para ma-restore ang kasaganaan at ang economic development ay talaga pong magpatuloy para sa bansang Pilipinas. Tulungan niyo po kami, samahan niyo po kami, Panginoon. We specifically pray tonight for the Balik Aral this coming August, Balik Skwelahan. We pray for peace, orderliness, Lord, and even your provision of wisdom, guidance, Lord, and knowledge to all the leaders na gaganap, Panginoon, para ma-manage ng mapayapa at maayos ang amin pong pagbabalik eskwela this coming August. Bless everyone, Lord, na ma-involve, Panginoon, bless every family in this transition sa blended learning. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon, makasurvive kami at tuloy-tuloy ang aming panalangin na huwag na po kami magkaroon pa ng another surge of COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. Let your protection and your safety and your safekeeping be upon us all. Salamat, Panginoon, for your love and your power at work in each one of us. Bless every heart, bless every home represented here tonight from Philippines and to every nation. This broadcast is being reached right now. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Salamat po.
Praise
sa Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God.
Salamat po na marami sa pagsama niyo sa amin.
Yes.
And as always, we bless you with the blessing of the Lord. And from Crossroad office, we want to say,
To God be the glory. God bless.